And we're back, everybody. Thank you so much for being with us. So what I was just saying right before we went to the break is that we still need to talk about the economy. That's the reason why a lot of black people and Hispanic people are now supporting President Trump overwhelmingly. Let me share this one with you. This is like a 20-second clip, and this was on Fox News talking about a poll. Look at these numbers. Split screen it for me. Look at these numbers. Look at that. The economy, 94%. Election integrity, 86%. And immigration, border security, 84%. There's more and more people that's concerned about these items, which these three items are in the dirt because of Joe Biden and the Democrats. And you know what? They all act like everything is fine. The economy is better. Everything is up. No one needs to complain about anything. Just shut up and be happy is what the Democrats are saying.
In terms of the overall electorate, recent Fox News polling found Arizonans' top three issues are the economy, election integrity, and immigration. Registered voters trust former President Trump over Biden when it comes to the economy and immigration. And when you look at a hypothetical matchup, Trump beats Biden by 4 points with a margin of error of plus or minus 3 points.
You see that? With plus or minus 3 points. Plus or minus 3 points. Trump wins. Trump is winning. And again, I don't even trust this poll number. I'm willing to bet that the poll number for President Trump is even higher than this. And for Joe Biden, it's even lower than that.
I agree.
It really, you know what? I'm telling you, it's like they want to make sure they kind of keep it somewhat close. Want to keep it somewhat close. And why they'd want to do that, I don't know. Other than they want to make it look like that, you know, Joe Biden is getting all the support from the people that he's crushed. Why would you continue to support someone who's made it miserable for you? That's what I don't understand. I don't understand it at all. Not at all. Well, here it is with Hakeem Jeffries. He goes on CNN and this woman is talking to him about the Hispanic votes and the black votes. And she's going to read some, she's going to read poll numbers to him. And watch what he does. He just completely deflects from it, tries to ignore it and say, well, Joe Biden has come through for black people. He's come through for black people. So you black people shut up and be happy, basically, is what he's saying.
I want to show you this New York Times Siena College poll that found that both black and Hispanic voters say that Donald Trump's policies have helped them more than Joe Biden's policies by pretty wide margins, especially when you look at Hispanic voters. Is that alarming to you that nothing that the Biden campaign has said or done to this point has brought that at least closer than it is right now in this polling?
The Biden administration has an incredible track record of support and making sure that it is working at all times.
But he's not even answering her question. What about all these black people and Hispanic people jumping ship, leaving the Democrat Party? And all he does is come out here and say that, you know, Joe Biden's been really good and he's been coming through, showing support. For what? For who? Wokeism? Climate change? These global elitists? Who's he coming through for? He's not coming through for the American people. This is the reason why they're losing support. And she's just sitting there looking at him.
The Biden administration has an incredible track record of support and making sure that it is working at all times to build an economy from the middle out and the bottom up as opposed to the top down.
I mean, look. Good for her for asking a valid question. But shame on him for doing like Karine Jean-Pierre and acting like he didn't get that question, trying to deflect from the reality of it. When you have the government state media bringing up the information about how blacks and Hispanics are leaving the Democrat Party and supporting President Trump, they're in trouble. They're in trouble. And Hakeem Jeffries, he's deflecting from it. He's deflecting from it 100%.
Put this up. And Will, I want to show you this real quick. This is part of the Siena College Research Institute to a poll for the overall national likely voters. It says if there's an election right now in March, Trump leads Biden 48% to 44% among national likely voters. That's pretty really huge.
That is huge.
Yeah.
So it's terrifying them. Because you remember in 2016, they kept saying the poll numbers, the poll numbers. See, they truly believe in poll numbers. They believe poll numbers in 2016. Hillary Clinton was beating Trump in all the polls. I mean, every last poll, it was Hillary Clinton. But now the polls are showing President Trump, even though they don't want it to say that. They wanted to say otherwise. And you know what they do with the polls? They utilize the polls to convince people saying, well, you know, in 2016, they said, well, Trump doesn't have he doesn't have a chance because the poll numbers are convincing people. Did you know polls are a way of election influence? They influence people to vote a certain way. Because if they have everyone believe that everybody is supporting this candidate, you might as well go ahead and go along with it. You can call it election interference. Maybe we should stop showing poll numbers altogether. Because they do the poll numbers, like I just said, to convince you to go to with a certain candidate. But in this case, they're upset with the poll numbers. They're highly upset with the poll numbers. Why? Because people are just like, no, we're tired of what Joe Biden and the Democrats have been doing to us. Talking about a Democrat, listen to this one. This is Mayor Johnson, no relation, out of Chicago. This dude is a tyrant. And I don't know why they need to vote him out, too. I don't know why he's still there. I don't know why he's still there.
Well, he hasn't had a second reelection.
It's getting ready to come up in November.
Yeah.
But he's going to do as much damage as possible. Listen to him.
Also not lost on me. I think there were 38,000 Republicans that showed up and voted for Donald Trump or something like that in Chicago. So, you know, since if we're trying to draw some conclusions and you all want some other, you know, analytics you might want to discover, that might be something to look into because there's, I'll just say it, there's a good chance that played a part in this referendum. So the same people who want to see Donald Trump become president of the United States. Sometimes I do feel like he wants my job, but
really?
Who wants to be president again? Those are the same voters who voted for him and the same voters where you look at where there were more no's, they were concentrated there.
What? Did y'all get any of that rumbling?
What was he talking about?
Did y'all get any of that? I mean,
now apparently
he's doing word salad like Kamala Harris.
So apparently he was asked, according to what this says, he was asked about his homeless policy getting rejected by voters. And what does he do? He deflects to Trump.
He's saying that the same people that wanted to get rid of the homeless and can, you know, the homelessness and all the illegals, they're the same people that voted for Trump.
Oh, so okay, basically, yeah, that makes sense now.
So basically, you don't need to vote for Trump. You need to vote for me because we're going to help you, the small man. We're going to make sure you stay homeless. That's the part that he's leaving out. That's the part that they always leave out. But they want to push it like, oh, my goodness, Trump bad. Listen to my buddy Ben Burkholm. He was in Chicago. He didn't call me this time, Shannon, say he was going to Chicago. Most of the time he calls me and asks me if I want to go.
He knows
because I've been saying I can't go.
I was going to say, he knows what Facebook has done to you. He knows you can't travel.
But, yeah, right now I can't travel.
But he actually did a phenomenal job while he was in Chicago.
Yes. Let me share this with you. Yeah, because he's there talking to black people in Chicago. And again, what do you think they're going to say? Watch.
Well, what we did was we went out with a team. We went to the north side, the west side, south side, stopped in different polling places. And there were so many violations. We witnessed at 6 o'clock in the morning that it's a Democratic judge that's acting as a Republican judge just for the day. We also witnessed ballots not being out accessible to Republicans. And when we questioned about it, they said, well, you have to ask for it.
Now, if it's black Republicans and it's voter suppression, the Democrats don't have nothing to say. But there's no voter suppression when black Democrats want to go vote because none of the black Democrats come up and say what he just said. And see, when the Democrats, if they make it to where Republicans don't get ballots, they don't care your color. They could care less your color. You can be yellow, brown, purple, green. It doesn't matter. White, black. If you're Republican, they will try to prevent you from voting. But you don't ever hear it when it comes to Republicans from the left.
There were so many other things, like the machines were breaking down. Printers were bad. They was calling technicians in the middle of the day to do fix the machines. The ballots that we got a lady that was trying to put a ballot through. They told her that the machine was broke, and they would put the ballot through later, and they put it in a box. But after they saw us there asking questions, they, you know, made the machine work. So the ground game is going to be important. If there's going to be a fair election, so I understand personally now what happened in Arizona, because I'm seeing it right here in Chicago. But if the Republicans don't want to win this election, it's going to have to be the ground game. We have to have people in these places to hold them accountable, because if we don't, another election will be stolen in 2024. And that's what the Democrats are doing, illegal things at the polls to steal, kill votes.
I mean, my goodness.
Yeah.
People, like, they see it. You're looking at this like, wow, what am I seeing? What am I seeing? People are waking up and people are getting it. People are finally understanding. The Democrats, they are not our fellow Americans. They only answer to one, and that is Satan. That's who they answer to. They answer to Satan. They can care less about the rest of us. They can care less about this country. They could care less. Well, you know how I was telling you about the economy, how black people and Hispanic people, they recognize what's happening in the economy. You've seen what's happening in the economy when it comes to the gas prices, when it comes to you going to the grocery store. We're all seeing it. And then Hakeem Joffrey, I've just played the video with him being on Communist News Network. You hear what he said, right? Like, Joe Biden's doing really good for the middleman from the bottom up, right? The middle out. Listen to this with Joe Biden blatantly lying again to the American people.
Wages are up more than prices. Inflation is down dramatically. We have more to do. I get it. We have more to do. But no question, our plan of delivering for the American people is working now.
The plan to destroy American-based businesses is working now. To destroy this country. And would you say the truth is, earnings are down 42%. 4.2. Yeah, 42 would be, devastating, right? I mean, 4.2 is devastating, actually. It is bad. Mm-hmm. But, of course, their whole thing is to go on there and lie to the people and convince everyone not to believe your lying eyes. Believe the opposite of that. You're not supposed to believe your pocketbook is being low as it is. And Democrats out there, they don't care. They don't care. They'd rather have the country burn. And if that means President Trump doesn't return. You see that? They would rather have it burn if that means President Trump doesn't return. These Democrats are evil. Blatantly evil. All right, everybody. And that's my cue. Absolute Truth with Emerald Robinson is coming up next. Make sure you stick around for that fire show. God bless everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in. See you tomorrow, same time, 2 p.m. Central. 2 p.m. Central. My name is Will Johnson, and we just talked about it.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and my employees and I want to thank each and every one of you for your support by bringing you the MyPillow that started it all. MyPillow's patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs regardless of your sleep position. Because it works, we've sold over 70 million MyPillows, and now I'm bringing it to you for the lowest price ever. For example, you get my standard MyPillow, now only $19.88 with your promo code. Now's the time to get them for your friends, your family, your neighbors, everyone you know. MyPillows make the best gifts ever. In the times we're in, one thing we all need is getting a great night's sleep. So go to MyPillow.com or call that number on your screen now. Use your promo code and you'll get my standard MyPillow for only $19.88. For a more custom fit, my Premium Queen, only $24.98. Or my Premium King, only $29.98. This is a limited time offer, so order now.
Exclusively for you, we have the Adventures Canvas Hat. It's heavy-duty cotton canvas with a wide brim and natural fraying for a unique look. This hat is perfect for the beach or hiking. Also, check out our custom-made polyester satin scarves. Exclusive patterns, handcrafted in Minnesota. And for the men, premium American Bison Buffalo leather wallet. Single-fold wallet, three pockets for cards and cash. Go to UniteAmericaFirst.com and select the merch tab to shop.